Hearing Betsy DeVos. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, a billionaire philanthropist, faced a contentious confirmation hearing that reflected the sharp disagreements between Democrats and Republicans over education policy. Senator Elizabeth Warren questioned the nominee on whether a Trump administration would try to undo the Obama White House's so-called gainful employment rules. These are rules that require career programs, mostly at costly for-profit colleges, to prove their graduates actually end up making enough to afford their student loans.
And so you will enforce the gainful employment rule to make sure that these career colleges are not cheating students?
We will certainly review that rule.
You'll review it? You will not commit to enforce it?
And see that it is actually achieving what the intentions are.
Republican lawmakers praised DeVos for being an outsider and for her support of charter schools and vouchers for private and religious schools. Among the nominees with hearings today, Representative Tom Price. President-elect Trump has chosen him to head the Department of Health and Human Services. Price would be the first doctor to lead the agency in more than two decades, and he's got strong ideas about what Republicans should do with Obamacare. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
It's not hard to predict what Tom Price is going to say at his confirmation hearing today. He's been talking about how much he loathes Obamacare for 6 years. Here he is last July.
This law violates the principles that every American holds dear.
What's harder to predict is what the congressman wants to replace it with. Sure, there'll probably be some basic talking points, repealing the mandate to buy insurance, offering tax credits to help get coverage. But Joe Antos with the conservative American Enterprise Institute says he expects Price to avoid laying out any sort of replacement blueprint.
This is something that you negotiate over, and you don't do that negotiation in a confirmation hearing because Dr. Price will not yet be the Secretary of HHS.
The full repeal and replace plan, according to President-elect Trump, will come as soon as Price takes office. That could take a while. Democrats plan to go after the nominee over his position on abortion, potential insider trading charges, and the possibility that his replacement for Obamacare could cause millions to lose health insurance. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up just 0.14%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up barely less than a tenth of a percent, with the Dow future up 5 points. 10-year Treasury yield is up at 2.36%. Chinese President Xi Jinping is at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland this week, the first time a Chinese leader has ever visited the conference. In a speech, President Xi warned that protectionism is like locking oneself in a dark room without light and air. The remarks were clearly in reference to President-elect Donald Trump's comments on China and trade over the past year. For more, I'm joined by Marketplace's Scott Tong, who also just happens to be our former China bureau chief. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Sabri.
So can you talk a little bit about why it is so remarkable to have the president of China be the main cheerleader for open markets these days?
That's upside down in several ways, right? Now we have this leader of this nominally socialist country who is promoting global capitalism. Well, of course, other leaders are a little bit wary of it. It turns out that Beijing remains highly dependent on an interconnected world. And this is according to longtime China journalist and author John Pomfret. And this is what he had to say about Chinese President Xi.
Even though the Chinese have treated Western corporations pretty shabbily over the course of the last several years, he's also, I think, had a come to Jesus or come to Marx moment in which he realizes that he actually still needs foreign investment to keep China's economy running.
Yes, China's economy is becoming a little more domestically propelled right now, but it's a middle-income country on a per-person basis, and it certainly still needs the technology and the innovation and the ideas from the outside world. So that is part of what's driving this.
You know, now that we have an incoming American president threatening very significant tariffs, up to 45% on Chinese goods, let alone other countries' goods, I mean, if that happens, who would it hurt more?
If these stiff tariffs are imposed, it would hurt imports from China, Chinese solar panels, laptops assembled in China. That would be very bad news. And we should assume Beijing would reciprocate. That's what history has taught us, which would be terrible news for American companies. Boeing, exports to China, American chicken farmers. It's certainly a lose-lose situation. By one estimate, in the United States, if we have a trade war with China, the unemployment rate here rockets from 4.5% to 9%.
You know, Donald Trump has assembled a team of advisors who share his hardline views on China and who share a very mercantilist sort of approach to international trade. Is this really going to happen?
A lot of people don't think so, Sabri, because, you know, this is mutually assured economic destruction. And the expectation for many is that the billionaires and the bankers in the Trump administration will prevent him from going there. However, this is a president-elect who said and done a lot of surprising things. Even if a trade war is a long shot, let's keep in mind the Chinese president is a muscular nationalist who will not stand for losing face, in case that sounds familiar.
Marketplace correspondent Scott Tong, thank you as always.
Thanks, Sabri.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.